story from the word from the Gospel of Matthew today. One of the things we heard the Lord teach the disciples was about forgiveness. And this was something that would be new to the disciples and to all the other Jews as well, because they had been brought up in and taught what was called the law of retaliation. Now, what the law of retaliation teaches is an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. Or in other words, whenever somebody does something bad to you, whenever they hurt you or offend you, then you do the same to them. If they hit you in the eye, then you will hit them in the eye. If they knock out your tooth, then you will knock out their tooth. You will pay them back in kind. So to hear about forgiveness was something new to the disciples, including Peter. And so Peter wanted to know more about how he should forgive and how often. And so he asked the Lord, "Shall I forgive up until 7 times if my brother sins against me?" And no doubt to Peter's and the disciples' surprise, the Lord said, "No, not 7 times, but 70 times 7. That must have been very surprising to the disciples, because this was a large number indeed. So what did the Lord really mean by this? Well, what is 70 times 7? 70 times 7 is 490. In other words, almost 500. And that's an awful lot of times. That's a very, very great number. So we might wonder, what did the Lord really mean by this? Could he mean, for example, that we should all run around with a little book, and then every time somebody offended us or hurt us, then we write the name in the book and we make a check mark? And then when we have made 490 check marks, then we know now we don't need to forgive them anymore. Well, of course, that's not really what the Lord meant. When he mentioned this great number of 490, what he really wanted to remind us of is the fact that our willingness to forgive should be very great as well. Now, that does not mean, of course, that we should just let others do exactly what they want to us, offend us in any way they want. It is our right and also our duty to defend ourselves and others, as well as our country, against those who want to hurt us. But when the Lord mentioned this number of 490, it was not sort of an arbitrary number. It's true that it's a very great number. It reminds us of the fact that we should be patient with others, that we should forgive no matter how great the offense is, and also that this should be a constant state with us. But it's more than that. Why did the Lord say 70 times 7 and not 490? What does 7 mean here? And of course, what 7 means, the first time we hear about the number 7 in the word is in the story of creation, where the Lord rested on the seventh day when he had created everything and saw that it was good and right, that there was nothing missing and nothing wrong. And so we can say that 7 in that sense represents what is full and what is right. And as we also know, when there's a multiplication in the word, then that means that it intensifies or makes greater this representation of the number. And so it is also, as we heard in our lesson from the Acana Celestia today, that this number 70 times 7 means that which is holy or sacred, that which is whole or that which is full. And it also, as we are taught also in the Akana Sudestia, that in number 6024 it also says that it means that which is full, that which is in order. And also in the Akana Sudestia it says that it represents good from truth. Or in other words, that which is done in obedience with what the Lord teaches in the world. And so what is meant here is that the extension or withholding of our forgiveness should not be something that is predicated on our own feelings and ideas, but rather on the Lord's example and on the eternal truths of the Word. When we extend our forgiveness, it should be wholehearted and lasting and not grudging and reluctant. We must resist what is evil, not just the deed, but also the person. It is, as we also taught in the doctrines, that doing good to the evil means doing evil to the good. And the fact is that even the most ancients rejected those who were in a sphere of evil. And indeed, to do otherwise would indeed mean to encourage and promote disorder, to tempt the weak and strengthen the evil. So, when we forgive, we must shun all vengeful affections and acts of retaliation, shun all self-righteousness and pride. But when there are signs of repentance, then we also need to extend our understanding, our compassion, and our forgiveness fully and with joy. It is as the Lord teaches, that if your brother sins against you, rebuke him, but if he repents, forgive him. Forgiveness should not be unconditional or sentimental, but it must come from an effort to judge prudently and wisely, led by the knowledges of truth, walking in the light of the Word, trying to look beyond external appearances to the real essence and the real intentions of the one we're trying to help. And as we do that, then it is we truly heed those words of the Lord, and then we will receive his forgiveness and his mercy as well. Amen.